Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. A billionaire's tax. What are the issues that voters care most about leading to the State of the Union? The death toll climbs in Turkey, and you too can own a jar of sand. It's all coming up, and Bill with a message of the day of a first. Biden's State of the Union going to call for a billionaire's tax. Because why not? Polls well from people who have no idea how economics work. He's going to trot out the old line. This minimum tax would make sure that the wealthiest Americans no longer pay a tax rate lower than teachers and firefighters. That's not how it works. 43% of households pay zero federal tax. And he's talking about rich people and their capital gains tax, which is different from an income tax. Listen, his claim will be debunked by everyone on this radio station, but it doesn't matter because most people are still going to fall for it. Latest Pew poll asked, what should be the top priority for the president and the Congress to address this year? Number five, making Medicare financially sound. Number four, reducing influence of money in politics. Number three, defending against terrorism. It's interesting, 60% of Americans. Tied. Number two, reducing healthcare costs, 60% of Americans. And number one, 75% of Americans, strengthening the economy should be the top priority. The bottom five, dealing with climate change, dealing with global trade, addressing issues around race, only 32% of Americans, dealing with challenges facing parents, and the lowest priority, dealing with the coronavirus outbreak. People are over it. Update on the massive 7.8 earthquake in Turkey. The latest number is 3,600 people killed, 13,000 injured. Friendly reminder, the Richter scale is logarithmic, so each point on the scale is 10 times stronger than the point below it. So 7.0 is 10 times stronger than a 6.0. How much would you pay for a jar of sand? I can't think of any reason why I would pay more than $0 for a jar of sand. What would need to be in that jar of sand to make it worth any more than zero? Last week, Tom Brady announced he's retiring from football. Again, you remember that? He recorded that video from a beach in Florida. Well, someone in Florida knew exactly where that spot was. She could tell by the condos in the background. So she went to that spot, took a video, sitting in the exact same location, said she was a Tom Brady fan for a long time, but she doesn't like him anymore because, quote, you ruined your family to get smacked in a wild card game. And she said she's going to make every dollar she lost betting on him this season back from selling the sand he sat on. Reports went out that someone bid $100,000 for the jar of sand, so now people started selling bottles of sand all over eBay. Buyer beware. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly with the message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Hot air continues to fly over the Chinese spy balloon. May it rest in pieces. As soon as the story broke over the weekend, the nitwits who could not care less about responsible perspective began the chant, shoot it down, shoot it down. That turned out to be the right call, although a number of things had to happen before the short-range missile flew. Number one was informing the Chinese government that U.S. airspace had been violated, then asking for an explanation, then informing the Chinese ambassador in Washington the explanation was ridiculous. How do you say, come on, man, in Mandarin? It wasn't a civilian aircraft. After those steps and the balloon drifting out to the Atlantic, the shootdown occurred. But wait, it seems American intel picked up the balloon over Alaska days ago, and the Biden administration kept it quiet until it hovered over Montana looking for vacation property. So why the delay? Because President Biden is not the decider. He is a front man who does what advisors tell him to do. And this balloon thing involved a bellicose country armed to the teeth with nukes. So caution was appropriate. But as public outrage grew, the Biden crew had to act. All Americans should understand how weak Mr. Biden is and that top-level decisions come from insider consensus, not the commander-in-chief. The Chinese and Putin surely know that. This balloon thing will most likely subside with no further angst. What will not subside is the chaos of the Biden administration. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Troy Fairchild, Merchtown, Pennsylvania. Bill, knowing that Joe Biden might put his State of the Union address out there, I'm sure the new Speaker of the House won't lower himself to what Nancy Pelosi did. No, McCarthy was not going to tear up Biden's speech. That was the worst. John Loftus, Leroy, New York. Please answer this, O'Reilly. It's my 11th letter. Hunter Biden news continues to be dismissed by the media, public not getting the message. What can we do? John, I get thousands of letters, okay? I'm sorry I didn't answer them, but we only have a finite amount of time here. But I disagree. Everybody knows about the Hunter Biden thing. Everybody knows. Norman, concierge member Norman, gives direct access to me. As a former teacher, I can tell you the best way for teachers to help students develop their minds and teach them critical thinking. O'Reilly's right. Too much of what's being taught these days based on opinions, not facts. Yeah. I mean, the Kool-Aid is in a lot of these schools, no doubt about it. Michael, concierge member, if schools are privatized, then who sets the curriculum? The principals of the private schools. They set it. In public schools, the school boards. But you go to private school, and it's contained into two or three individuals. Della Davis, Lexington, Kentucky, enjoy the No Spin News. On the subject of deception, did you ever try to prove a liar wrong? Hard to do. Sure. And they'll never admit it. Never admit it. Absolutely hard to do. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 61 years ago today, President John F. Kennedy issued an executive order banning all trade between the USA and Cuba. The embargo brought America and the Soviet Union to the brink of nuclear war. Here is the story of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Fidel Castro and his rebels seized control of Havana January 1959 after a guerrilla war against the American-backed regime. By October 1960, the communist dictator Castro ruled the island unopposed. After the Bay of Pigs invasion, a botched attempt to overthrow Castro, Fidel abandoned all hope of a friendly relationship with the U.S. He declared Cuba a Marxist state and sought support from the Soviet Union. JFK announced the embargo on February 7th, 1962. Said Kennedy, quote, this ban will reduce the capacity of the Castro regime, intimately linked with the Soviet bloc, to engage in acts of aggression in the Western Hemisphere, unquote. Fearing another invasion, Castro asked the Soviets to place nuclear missiles in Cuba. 6 months later, an American spy plane discovered the construction of missile silos near Havana. Kennedy immediately ordered a complete blockade of the island. For 13 days, the USA and the Soviet Union were poised to launch hundreds of nuclear warheads. Both superpowers recognized the devastating reality of war and agreed to a deal. The Soviets would dismantle the missile sites. The U.S. would publicly commit never to invade Cuba. In a separate pact, which remained secret for more than 25 years, JFK also agreed to remove America's nuclear missiles from Turkey. And here's something else you might not know. One of President Kennedy's favorite pastimes was smoking cigars. Before announcing the embargo, he ordered his press secretary to stock the White House humidor with the best Cuban cigars he could find. Kennedy's private stash of 2,000 cigars lasted the rest of his short life. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.